Thomas Beekman as our guest. Have a lovely week, and here is a song chosen by Oswaldo, whose show is on next. Have a lovely day, friends. Bye.
Andaba rolando en un día caluroso de verano, cuando pensé tirarme en el pasto y cotorrear un poco. Miré el sol y sentí que acariciaba mi cara. Luego me quedé dormido y soñé. Soñé que estaba en el cine de Hollywood y que era el galán de la película. Esto me sacó de onda porque viene la una chava rica, muy, muy rica. Seguro que era una estrella de Hollywood. Enseguida la abordé y la clavé en mis sueños. Ella era alta, baja, flaquita, negrita, rubia. No sé, pero me pasó. Ella vino cotorreándome al oído. Era algo loco, muy, muy loco. Y me dijo: destruye el vino, goza mi amor. 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 Después pensé, eso no puede ser. Me estoy volviendo loco. No, espera un callo. Yo sé que estoy soñando, pues siento la hierba por algún lado. Así que seguí durmiendo. Y después oí que ella dijo una vez más al acercarse:
destruye el vino, goza mi amor. Destruye el vino, goza mi amor. Destruye el vino, goza mi amor. Destruye el vino, goza mi amor.
Sentí una flama ardiente correr en mi espalda y ella desapareció. Fue un hondón. Después pronto apareció con una botella de vino en una mano y en la otra un vaso. Vació un poco, pero antes de beberlo,
me dijo: destruye el vino, goza mi amor. Destruye el vino, goza mi amor. Destruye el vino, goza mi amor. Destruye el vino.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And stick around because we have Jen Miller performing live here on the show.
Well, Tink, I think I loved you. Manicomio te vas. Come on and hold me tight. I loved you. We'll be right back. think you move me. Al manicomio te vas. No. Oh. Come on and hold me tight.
Eu sou o pai de Chico César. E Chico César, a minha esposa, é esta senhora aqui. E a mãe de Chico César.
Eita, Chico César toda a vida foi um bom menino, estudioso, nunca me deu trabalho.
Essa é a nossa família, a família de Chico César.
Nasca das Bahia.
Mama África, a minha mãe é mãe solteira e tem que fazer mamadeira todo dia, além de trabalhar como empacotadeira nas casas Bahia.
Mama África tem tanto que fazer, além de cuidar neném, além de fazer tendinho, filhinho tem que entender. Mama África vai e vem, mas não se afasta de você.
Mama África, a minha mãe é mãe solteira e tem que fazer mamadeira todo dia, além de trabalhar, pacota feira nas casas Bahia.
pra cortadeira. Nas casas Bahia, deve ser legal. Ser negão, ser legal, deve ser legal. Ser negão, ser legal, deve ser legal. Ser negão, ser legal, deve ser legal. Ser negão, ser legal. Mama África, a minha mãe é mãe solteira que tem que fazer mamadeira todo dia. Além de trabalhar como empacotadeira nas casas Bahia. Mama África, a minha mãe é mãe solteira que tem que fazer mamadeira todo dia.
Back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And we have a special show today because we're going to be giving away tickets for Morrissey. So, or Morrissey. So, stick around. We'll do that almost at the end of the show. We started the show with a couple of Mexican psychedelic bands from the 60s. The first one was Rabbits and Carrots, and the song was Estrella el Vino, and the other one was Juan el Matemático with the song Loco, and then we listen to Chico César from Brazil with Mama Africa. So a little bit of summer songs here for you. And today we have Jen Miller. Hey Jen, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, how are you?
Jen just released her EP You and I like last week or something. No,
yeah, it's actually full length.
It's a full
length. There's nine songs. Yeah.
Oh, nine songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. There's only. Oh, here you go. All songs. Cool. So, and it's not even the physical copy is not ready yet. No.
No, not yet.
So it's that new.
Yeah, I need a little more funds in the bank account until I do that.
Okay. Well, people can listen to some of the songs on your...
They're all actually on Bandcamp.
Okay.
So if you go to jenmiller.bandcamp.com, all nine songs are there. You can listen and you can purchase them all, or you can purchase them one by one.
Okay, awesome. And Jen is also going to be performing at the British Ex-Servicemen Association this Saturday, no?
Yeah.
It's with Shalini and Lisa's Hotcakes. We'll play some of their music too. Later on in the show. So yeah, we have a really cool show today. So let's do an acoustic, no? You have your guitar here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, let's play a song. What are we going to listen to?
You know what? I figure it would be fun today to start off with a song that's not on the album.
Okay.
You know, I actually worked on this album for 2 years, mm-hmm. and so I've accumulated probably a whole other album worth of songs then. So I've been playing these songs for so long, it's almost like you're sick of them, even though, you know, they're good songs, but, you know, you're kind of done playing them and you play them so much. So I just wrote a song. It's basically about getting out of the city and heading into the country.
Okay.
Not that I hate the city or anything, but, you know, sometimes you just get that feeling of, you know, I just need to get away.
Yeah, yeah,
I haven't had a vacation in 2 years, you know, so.
I know that feeling very well. Especially in summer, everybody goes away.
Yeah,
like,
so
all the bands are incomplete. Everybody's.
Yeah, totally. So this one's called "Take Me to the Country."
I wanna hit the open highway and take a fighting chance. Leave this all behind me, not take a second glance at all the things that haunt me and the things deep in my past. I wanna head out to the country and live my life at last. I wanna head out to the country. I wanna breathe the country air. I wanna live in blue jeans and t-shirts. are cloudy and the rain is getting old. I wanna see snowflakes all around me. I wanna feel the winter's cold. I wanna see the seasons changing. I wanna feel the crisp cool air. Be it a winter, summer, spring or fall, I just wanna get me there. I wanna head out to the country. I wanna breathe in country air. I wanna live in blue jeans and t-shirts. I wanna see what it'd be like out there. To take a long drive, look at the open skies, look at the open skies. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to take a long drive, look at the open skies, look at the open skies. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to take a long drive. I wanna breathe in country air. I wanna live in blue jeans and t-shirts. I wanna see what it'd be like out there.
That's what I think about that.
Awesome. So you're a very prolific artist, no? Yeah. Tell me about that. Is that on Sundays that you go to this place and you have to do one song for the next week?
You know,
or how does that work?
It's actually, you know, it's kind of sad. I got sick for a couple of weeks and then I took some antibiotics because I had this really bad cough.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a delayed allergic reaction to it. So I ended up having like almost like hives all over. So I was pretty much out of the game, out of the world, I should say, for almost 3 weeks. So I had to drop out. Yeah. So there's only, I think, 4 people or 3 people left. There was 10 singer-songwriters.
Okay.
Basically, you got a challenge every week. First challenge is you had to meet somebody new, write a song about them. Second week, you had to write an Irish song. Third week, you had to write something about what you believed in. And then I think the fourth week so far has been write a song in a different language.
Awesome.
So it's been all these amazing things that people have been getting themselves, you know, into. And it's really challenging and amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel really sad that I had to drop out because I just couldn't even practice at home. I was just so out of it. With all the drugs, the good kinds. Yeah, but still, yeah. I was like so drowsy. So, yeah, but, you know, I was there last week for Rob Filo's birthday bash,
mm-hmm.
So there was a couple people out, and we just jammed and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Where is the place?
It's at the Corduroy in Kits.
Okay.
Yeah, just right by the Broad Street Bridge.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool. Are they going to do another one soon?
Well, it's not even over yet. They're still going. There's 3 people left in the game. Next week they have to write a song with a djembe and co-write with somebody else. So they're in pairs right now.
Okay.
And Michael Averill is actually stepping in to help out because there's so little people
yeah,
left.
Yeah, yeah.
Either sickness or jobs or whatever just really got in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So people just couldn't keep going with it, which was unfortunate. Because the whole thing is a really cool concept, mm-hmm. and it really challenges singer-songwriters. Because I know there was a couple singer-songwriters that maybe wrote one or two songs in their entire life.
Oh, yeah.
So for them to have to write a new song every single week is really challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah. He started it, I think, last year, and then I think he's going to move forward with it for next year.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's totally awesome.
Yeah, so Jen is going to be performing this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. It's going to be opening for Cellini and Lisa's Hotcakes. So it's going to be like all women rocking night. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's cool. We like to do that frequently.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, there's the last show of Scottish band Me, Him and Them, which is like really, really, really fun band. So, yeah, it's going to be a really cool weekend at the BX.
Sweet.
And, we have Selena here. She's helping us with the video. So, let's do another song, no?
Before, yeah, sure. Just make sure I'm tuned up here.
Before we go, we're going to play some local bands also here, and remember we have tickets to give away for Morrissey. Actually, we have only one pair of tickets that we're gonna be giving away, so probably we'll do a little contest at the end of the show. And the tickets are for Bellingham. He's coming on Saturday, November 10 at Mount Baker Theater in Bellingham, so you'll have to do the trip for the winners. So what are we going to listen to?
Well, we're going to hear a track off the album. It's called Those Days. It's basically, you know, when you're a kid, you're so carefree. You get older and, you know, things change and bills start rolling in. Uh-huh. And so for me, this song is about going back to, you know, being a kid again. And the second verse talks about my family and just, you know, me and my brothers used to jam a lot as kids. They're both, you know, singers, and they play guitar and bass and everything. So my whole family's really musical.
Is that in Nova Scotia?
In Nova Scotia, okay. Yeah. So, you know, we used to stay up real late and just jam and hang out, and it was basically like a jam party every weekend. So
cool.
You know, and I miss that. So, you know, they're in Nova Scotia. I'm out here. I've been here for 8 years, but I miss my family, and this is kind of my song to them.
Years ago you came to Vancouver?
Yeah, 8 years ago this month, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You like it?
I love it. It's really laid back, and it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
It was easier for me to get into the music scene here. Back home, I didn't really do much outside of church. I used to sing in church a lot. But here, it was really easy to just get myself out there and start playing shows and stuff. So there, I don't know, maybe I just didn't think of it when I lived there, but here, it just seemed like the thing to do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so many musicians here.
Yeah, I mean, the first 5 years I lived here, I barely did a show because I worked nights mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So after, you know, working a day job, I'm like, hey, I've got my evenings break and do this now.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's listen to Those Days from the LP You and I. No?
All right, You and I.
You and I.
Yeah. Here we go.
Girl, I dreamt of how my life would be. What kind of job would I have? Would I have a family? I played out in my head a daydream childlike fantasy. Perfect thought in my mind, thinking of how my life would be. And now that I'm older, I wait for another bill to show. I'm on the other side of the country, so far away from home. And there's no man in my household. I guess I haven't found the one I made up in my mind when I was young.
Omara Bambino Mukhtar, the superstar guitarist of Tuareg, North Africa, is coming to Vancouver. His electrifying jams capture the spirit of resistance and rebellion and echoes the playing of fellow Africans Kinarien and Ali Faka Touré, not to mention icons such as Jimi Hendrix, John Lee Hooker, and Jimmy Page. You can see him live with guest Van Abasso on August 16th at the Rio Theater. Advance tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records or online at nightheat.ca.
CITR and Discorder Magazine present Real Live Action as part of Magazine on Main 2012. Join us on Thursday, August 16th at the Western Front, located at 303 East 8th Avenue near Main Street, for an exhibition of photography featuring Discorder contributors from the past 12 issues. The event runs from 8:30 to 11 p.m. with live music and food. And be sure to check out more magazine events from August 16th to 18th all across Vancouver to support local writers, artists, and musicians. Day passes are only $10. For more information and to buy tickets, go to magazineonmain.com.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. And yeah, we have one of the listeners said that we'll give a shout out to you. He's from Chester. And he said he's a blue noser. I don't know. Oh. He goes by
no name?
Tweets Tunes.
How do people get on this Facebook thing that you got going here?
Well, that's on my personal Facebook.
So
Just go to Osvaldo Perez Cabrera and then you can chat there.
Nice.
So what's a blue noser?
Well, the blue nose is a tall ship from Nova Scotia. Every year they've got, I don't know if it's every year, I haven't been there in so long, I don't know how it goes, but every summer, as far as I can remember, or every couple of years anyway, the tall ships would come in. And, you know, I'm really bad at my history, so
okay.
I don't know the full story, but the Blue Nose is a ship, and it's very well known in Maritimes.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Yeah. So.
If the Blue Noser is listening, maybe he wants to give us a history lesson, then, you know, hit us up.
Yeah. Okay. So let's listen to a couple of local artists. These are like suggestions that we're gonna be playing. So let's start with Gabriel Sabash. He used to be in a band called The Niche. Actually, so yeah, he has a couple of new songs. So let's play this one. It's called Close Your Eyes, featuring Gabriela Geneva. And then let's play some Tyranna Horse. They have a new EP called Garbage Bears, and some Synth Cake. Also, they have a new EP. Cool. Okay, so let's do that, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
detrimental to the way that we view life. So you don't gotta waste all of your potential, darling. Find a way to live in a new dimension where you are the God and all is your creation. Even birds don't fly without your permission, man. Everything that you can't surmise inside your mind when you close your eyes.
vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
CITR, Mantra Radio, and Chant, and Give Peace a Chant presents Women of Bhakti, a new film by Geneva Harrison in its Canadian debut screening. Come to Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus, Friday, August 17th at 8 p.m. to catch this documentary film about women in the Bhakti. Tickets are $20 and include the film, a Meet the Producer opportunity, refreshments, and kirtan. For more information, visit givepeaceachant.org.
Here you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And so we were listening there to Gabriel Sabash with the song
Close Your Eyes. Hey, something is feedback in here. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so yeah, that song was Close Your Eyes. And then we have Tarina Horse with the song Alice from their EP Garbage Bears, and then Synthcake with the song Alice. So they both have the same title for the song. And then we need Surgery with the song Cocoon. They also have a brand new CD. So all new songs today, almost, eh? Except for the first couple of 60 psychedelic music that we play at the beginning of the show. All the rest is like brand new Vancouver talent.
Awesome, yeah. Love it.
Really cool, eh?
Yeah. I stepped out for that first Alice song, but the second Alice song I came back to, Synthcake, was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, their new album is called Molding Through Seasons. It's five song EP.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Jen has a show. We have to play Shalini too. She's playing on Saturday with you.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa's Hotcakes. So it's all girls playing that night. It's going to be awesome. So that's this Saturday, 18, at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. And any other gigs that you have?
I'm doing some mystery thing tonight. I don't know what I'm doing. Michael Averill told me to be at his house at 5:45 with $10 and my guitar, so I have no idea what we're doing, but it should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We just played a show at the Main, actually, last week on Main Street. It was pretty awesome. We had a lot of fun. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have too much lined up right now. I'm just kind of been focusing on getting the album out there and stuff. So I have 2 weeks off in September, so I'm hoping to hit up some places, either here, Kamloops, or the island or somewhere.
Okay.
So I have no idea where yet, though.
Yeah, that would be cool. Do a little mini tour.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah. Definitely.
Awesome. Don't forget that we have an open mic tonight also at this place, Hashery. That's on 3293 West 4th Avenue there in Kitsilano. And for the Morrissey tickets, we'll play a couple of songs like in 20 minutes. And then I guess the people that guess the titles can go to Bellingham to watch Morrissey on Saturday, November 10th. At the Mount Baker Theater. Yeah. Exciting. So let's do another song, no?
Wanna
do another live song?
Yeah.
We have a Selena here with the camera. What are we gonna listen?
Alright, this is another new one. It's called Looking Back. Every time I start moving on, I think of where it all went wrong, and I can't help but see your face in my mind. Those eyes of yours are turning their way, that smile would brighten my whole day, and I can't help but wondering where you're at.
time, back when you were mine. Looking back, looking back, you look me in the eyes, the world stood still and body's shake. I never found someone who made me feel that way. How am I supposed to ever move on? You ruined the touch of any other man. It even feels funny when I hold my hand. You don't even know what you've done to me, no. Remembering the time back when you were. Anything to be back inside those arms, holding me so tight, back when you were mine.
So that's not on the, that's not on the on the CD.
No, it's not. It's the new one.
Okay, so when is the new CD then?
What's
the,
that?
When is gonna be the next CD?
Who knows? Could be 5 years from now. Whenever I have money, I think I'm gonna do some grant writing this year and see if I can get some factor grants or something like that. Because I started doing one this year and kind of getting an idea of how to do it.
Yeah.
So I think I'll try and work on that a little bit more, and then hopefully.
Okay.
Do an EP or something like that.
Yeah.
Because full length, it just takes way too long. It's really expensive,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know.
So.
But where did you record the...
Oh, that's a great question. I started at a studio doing all the drum tracks in Echo Plant Studios, a little studio in Coquitlam. Mm-hmm. And then we moved it over to the Hive in Burnaby. And then my engineer and his buddy started their own studio called Rain City Records just off Main Street.
Okay.
So that's where we ended up finishing it. So it's kind of funny because my friend just called me up one day and was like, hey, I'm working at the studio. Let's do a CD together. And so that's kind of where it started. And I quit my job and started working on an album and started playing shows like constantly that summer. But then, of course, I needed money. So I needed to get a day job. So I did that and then... Basically, when I had money, I'd go into the studio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's been an off and on kind of studio time for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So sometimes we wouldn't even be in the studio for like 6 months, and then we'd go back in for like, you know, two or three straight weeks, or like one full day just to do all the bass tracks or whatever. So
And what about the musicians? Which musicians?
Well, I got a bunch of amazing friends to play on the album. So my friend Curtis, who actually engineered the album, he did all the drum tracks, all the kit drums.
Uh-huh.
Ken Cade, he did all the violin tracks.
Oh yeah, I know Ken.
Yeah, and then my friend Jared Hazard played piano on Beautiful Feet. And then my friend Joel Shinnis, he actually did all the bass tracks. Guy's a genius. He just like bam, 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 like came into the studio and just worked it out like right on the spot without any practicing or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, and then I did all the cajon, all the vocals, all the like percussion-y like shaker tambourine stuff, all the like harmonies and all the guitar. And then my friend Anthony came in and did some lead guitar on Every Breath, one of the tracks. So, you know, a bunch of different people in and out of the studio. So
awesome.
Yeah, and it's it was all free.
Cool.
I love my friends when they don't make me pay them.
Yeah.
I just think this community of musicians in Vancouver, you know, you help them, they help you. It's the way to go, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are people out there that, you know, ask to, you know, studio musicians who, you know, you pay and stuff, but, and that's awesome. But if you can find someone that'll do it for free, then why not?
Yeah, for sure. And, yeah. So which are some of your favorite Vancouver musicians?
Because
you play with a lot of them.
Oh my gosh, that is like a loaded question. Reggie Blackout, Dominique Frico, Steel Audrey, they're really good friends of mine. You know, Michael Averill, Jody Deutsch. I was playing with her a lot this year.
She's not in Vancouver.
No, not anymore. She's in Kamloops. Boo-hoo. Gosh, there's so many artists in the city. It's insane. And I can't even actually get over it because they're just so talented.
Yeah.
And, you know, the River and the Road, they just kind of hit the scene this year and they're on the top 20 for the peak performance and they're amazing. So, yeah, there's too many to name.
Oh, yeah. Let's do another song, no?
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Which one?
This one's off the album, and it's called On My Own. It's got a little bit of an East Coast meets West Coast flavor to it.
Okay. So for the Blue Noser, there was the Tall Ships Challenge ended in Halifax, Nova Scotia this year.
Oh, right.
It started in Georgia, in Savannah.
Yeah, I saw some pictures on Facebook from my friends.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always a really cool scene to see those ships because they're giant. It's like out of a movie.
Yeah,
You don't see that normally.
Yeah, I was last year in Richmond. They had a tall ship.
Really? Oh, also, you know what? I think I heard about that.
Yeah, I was there as a pirate.
Nice. Checking my text here. My nephew's texting me. I asked him if he was listening, but apparently he's not. So
no.
He doesn't get a real shout out.
Okay, well, we're going to podcast the show, so it's going to be there forever.
Cool.
Okay, so right. Yeah, let's listen to Jen Miller playing live here on the Morning After show.
This is the first song on the album. It's called On My Own. Getting by somehow. thanks.
Yeah, so don't miss. Jen is going to be performing this Saturday at the British Servicemen Association. So that's going to be really cool.
Should be fun.
Yeah. Let's put on one from your.
Sure. What do we got there?
Beautiful feet. I've got it all. You and I. On my own, you just play.
I've got it all. Actually, it turned out really well. It's a more chill song, but
okay.
Kind of like the way it turned out.
Okay, so let's listen to that, and we'll be right back.
Hopelessly lost in There's so many places I don't know. The world's moving fast.
So that's Shalini. She has a new band called The Mixtapes.
Yeah, I saw that. That song sounded awesome.
Yeah,
she's I haven't really heard it in a while.
Yeah.
Turned out great.
She just was in, well, actually the whole band, they were at the Urban Rush.
Okay, nice.
Got a shout out on the TV for the BX.
Nice, so, sweet.
Yeah. So let's do the contest, no, for Morrissey. So, I guess the first people that recognizes the name of this song wins the tickets. There's only a pair of tickets to give away for Saturday, November 10 in Bellingham in Mount Baker Theater. So, the number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, that's 604. And so let's play this song. If nobody wins, I guess we'll go. We'll put another song, a more popular.
I like my idea better.
In the reservoir, and you have never been in love until you've seen the dawn rise behind the home for the blind. We are the pretty, petty things, and you're standing on earth.
human bone. We are the pretty, petty things. And you're standing on our streets, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, the first of the gang to die. Such a silly boy, Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand and a bullet in his gullet, and the first, the last lad to go under the sun.
Congratulations to Barry Higginson that won the tickets like right away.
Pretty much
actually,
right away,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
that's
that was
awesome.
Cool. Yeah, it's cool. Make this contest so hardcore fans can yeah, can go.
Yeah, it should be a fun concert.
Yeah. What else? We play here. Ah, yeah, we play Shalini with Book of Dreams. She's performing there with the mixtapes. Mm-hmm. On Saturday at the BX, and on Friday, Me, Him, and Them, last show ever, are going to be performing there at the British Ex-Servicemen, 1143 Kingsway, with a band called Working Men Present. I don't know that band, though, but that should be cool. And today, open mic at this place, Hatchery, 3293 West 4th Avenue.
What time does that start at?
That starts at 8.
8?
Yeah, generally. So let's say goodbye with a couple of songs. One is by Creef, This is called Tell Yourself. And if we have time, we'll leave some DJ Shadow there for you. Well, thank you, Jen, for dropping by and sharing your music.
Thanks for having me. And, you know, if people pick up my album online, actually, there's a proceeds that go to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So just so people know that, you can go to jenmiller.ca.
Yeah, jenmiller.ca. Check out her music and come support local bands. Next week, we're going to have the Autumn Portrait. And,
oh, Freddie, nice.
Yeah, Freddie's coming to town.
That's right, I forgot about that.
With Jet. Yeah, it's going to be a really cool show. So tune in. And remember to podcast the show.
Yeah.
You can podcast the show. It will be ready like in the afternoon.
Oh, cool. All right. I'll put it on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Jen Miller Music.
Awesome. So, see you next week.
You don't have to love yourself. Just have to be a man. You don't have to keep running away. You don't have to keep running away. You don't have to be so
your friendly neighborhood speed demon. I'm out to NASCAR, the fast car, to the last car, till there ain't no cars left. Watch the guts go by with enough dust flying around to make you cry, bite down, and choke half near to death. I'm up here on your left. Sorry about that. See, like you, I push a bucket. I like to burn big. Like you, I gotta cut all the bullshit out of my life to live. So I tell them, move over, this road ain't big enough for you. I'm flying like Knight Rider, they trying to keep up with their grandma outside. Besides, maybe they still dubs and radios expired. Maybe they tired, maybe they odometer needs to be rewired or something.
This is CITR 101.9. That was just the tail end of Oswaldo's show. Thanks, Oswaldo, for queuing up that DJ Shadow. It's got a crazy little video. It's called Mashing on the Motorway. But here, I'm Arthur K, and this is Inner Journey. Today, Tuesdays from 1 to 2 with Folk Experiment.